Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know it's a big Yankee night. You know it's a big Yankee night when this guy is chiming in from California, the great Nicky Totoro. What is up, Nicky Totoro?
Johnny boy, you give me the best intros, buddy. I love it.
Listen, Hollywood, you know, baby. Only the best for you, bro. Only the best.
You are the best, Johnny. You are a terrific kid. And I'll tell you something. It was a great night. I stayed off Twitter. I had the baby Santino. I rubbed him a little bit. I just, no taking my shirt off tonight. I went and watched it on a different screen. Because I said, you know what? My set ain't working. I'm so stupid, superstitious. I went over to my friend Russell Peters' house. He had a new house. We had to get the Apple TV. I said, can we get it on? Can we get it on? It was like a 70-foot screen. And I watched it with some guy that I didn't even know. And by the end of the game, I said, don't leave. And he goes, you know what? Watching a game with you is like priceless. But we got the W, man. We got the W.
Hallelujah. And Nick, for what it's worth, you may have to try to circle back that exact same routine later on tonight. You know, that's what it's got to be,
know,
bro.
Like, I know.
For me, I shave tonight.
Officially,
I never shave back-to-back days, but I got to do it, bro. We got to keep it in routine, you know?
He hasn't officially moved into the house, so I don't even know legally if I could go there. But I got to check in and say, listen, can I watch the game again there? Because, you know, when it works, it works. And sometimes you don't like to mess with that.
Amen to that. And were you on pins and needles when Montgomery, after getting a 2-0 lead, it's second and third, nobody out? That, to me, Nick, is where this game was won. The fact Montgomery was able to buckle down and only hold them the one run there, it kind of allowed the Yankees to breathe a little bit. You know what I mean?
Exactly, because it had, you know what, it had disaster written all over it, Johnny. We just got two runs. We should have got more, and we didn't, which is something the Yankees, you know, do a lot. And then they answered right back that stupid double by Kiermaier that, I don't know, Gaudy maybe mistimed or something. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, here we go again. We just got a lead. I said, we got to get the lead tonight. That's a key. Don't give it back. I said, I could live with one. And thank God, you know, to Montgomery's credit, you know, he didn't fold there. And that 2-1 was huge. You're right. That was a huge turning point in the game.
And then to get the insurance with Gleyber Torres. And he's one of those guys, Nick. Throughout the regular season, he's not been himself. I think it's obvious.
No.
He has not been that same, you know, dominant player. I was talking him up last year, saying he was the best player on the team. But he has a knack for showing up in these big games. That was a big-time home run, Nicky. To give the Yankees a little bit of an insurance, you know, with a 3-run lead. That was a must for Britton and Chapman coming in, dude. It was an absolute must.
Oh, forget it. They had to add on because who knows? You know what I mean? And you know, that was a huge hit. You just felt like somebody was gonna time this kid, you know, because they was like, they're not hitting this kid. They're not hitting him. He's getting away with all this junk. And then, ba-boom, he hits a bomb. And you're like, oh, my God, now we could breathe. Now we could breathe. But you know what? Chad Green tonight, was the good Chad Green. And Britton was almost unhittable. I don't
Nick,
even
that
know
that was the
why.
Best I've ever seen Britton. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I've seen Britton for two innings more dominant in a Yankee uniform, dude. He was lights out.
You're exactly right. I wouldn't have even taken him out for that one stupid out.
Oh, I hated that. Like this, now, thankfully it worked out, Nick, but I was screaming at the TV when I see Boone come in and bring Chapman in. And listen, the logic is going to be, well, we want to balance out the pitches to make sure everybody's good for game five. But that's nonsense. You got to get to game five. And I wanted to give Chapman a cleaning there. I did not want to bring him in and then sit him down and then get him up again. But hey, at the end of the day, Nick, no harm, no foul. Yeah. And now it's time, brother, for Gerrit Cole to go earn that $300 million. This is what it's all about, dude.
Yeah, we might be short on starting pitching, but we couldn't ask for a better scenario, the situation we're in, because we got a number one. We got a stud on the mound. If, we don't get it done, then, it's our fault, because you know what? We're in the driver's seat here. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be a dogfight, but we need that Cole to empty the tank, and he's got to just be as good as he was the other night, maybe even better. And I expect him to, man. I expect him to. I think the Yankees got new life. You know what? Baseball momentum is everything. You look at the Rays' face in that dugout. They did not want to play tomorrow. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, they were jumping around. They didn't look as confident to me. I'm not saying anything, but momentum is big. The Yankees got to get the lead, too. Get the lead.
No, that's important. That's a great point, Nick. That's what happened in game four. You're an elimination game. The pressure is on the Yankees. And Voit hitting that home run in the second inning, it's like, all right, let's go. LeMay giving you a sack fly. It's like, all right, let's go. But I'm telling you, Nick, they need some
I'm telling you who needs
Judge.
To show up. Tomorrow night, Judge needs to show up, and I love
totally
him.
Totally agree.
He's my guy.
Judge has got to deliver, man. We need Judge
show
in
up
a
tomorrow,
big situation
Johnny.
To give you a big hit, no doubt.
Yes. You know what I mean? Listen, Stanton has delivered. We can't knock Stanton no more. He's been great for us. He's kept us alive. Voit showed up tonight, and Gleyber, who, Gleyber's a dangerous guy. You're right. He's just dangerous. And what a lifesaver having that kid behind the plate, man.
Yeah,
what a lifesaver having
Gary Sanchez is not going to be seeing the field anytime soon. I mean, Higgy's getting big hits. He's playing quality defense. Made about three or four blocks. So, yeah, it goes without saying. Higgy's behind the plate, and Nicky, Brett Gordon is going to be in left field. I know Frazier hit the home run early in the series, but Gordon's been on base like – I think 11 out of 15 times here in this division
Dynamite.
Series. He's going to play.
Dynamite. Listen, Gaudy is you got to bring him back again. You know what I mean? He deserves to finish with the Yankees. Let him go year to year like Paul O'Neill. Let him go year to year. Listen, Gaudy is a grinder, man. He's like one of those guys from the 90s teams. And you saw him tonight. He got two hits off the lefties. He's on base. You got to have him on that. You know what I mean? And I like Clint Frazier, right. But, he'll get his day. It's not right now. You got to go with the best team. And Hicks has been, we can't say Hicks has had good at-bats the whole series. I love the way he's battling.
Let me ask you point blank, because the audience loves hearing your voice, Nick. It gets them fired up. It gets me fired up. Your confidence level, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, going into a winner-take-all game 5 in San Diego, California, against the hated Tampa Bay Rays. What is the Nick Totoro confidence meter at this point?
I'm going to say from a 1 to 10 with Gerrit Cole and with tonight's win and what I'm feeling right now, I'm going to go with an 8 right now. I'm feeling very good. I'm not overly confident, but I'm feeling very, very good. I mean, this is what we wanted. So I couldn't ask for more. I just wanted a shot to get there. And they gave me that. And so now, I think the Yankees, it's theirs to lose because they got the right guy at the right time. I mean, come on, unless he lays an egg, you know what I mean? If he doesn't lay an egg, we're going to win that game. We're going to win that game. Yeah, I mean, they're going to start Glasnow or Glasnow, whatever his name is. We could hit this Jolly Green Giant.
Well,
I'm not worried with that guy.
That's the other thing.
Yeah,
he's a young pitcher.
Oh, listen,
2 days rest. You have no idea how he's going to respond. Not a clue.
Oh, you don't know what he's going to be. You don't know what he's going to be. And
but
you know
they'll be in the bullpen early, though, Nick. That's the one thing. The Yankees need Cole a lot more, I think, than what the Rays would need out of Glasnow. Because the first sign of trouble with Glasnow, he's going to be out of the game. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll be on the short leash. They're not starting Snell because, you know what? They don't like Snell against the Yankees. But he'll be, you know, we may see him tomorrow, but they're going to have everybody on deck. You know, I mean, you may even see Nick Anderson because nobody's hit this guy.
Oh, he scares the daylights guy. Out of me, dude.
Yeah, he's the one guy there. He's the one guy there I want to stay with. The rest of them, I think we can hit. But we need Cole to go far into the game, bro. And you know what? 3 days rest, all the great guys have done it on three. All the guys that are great. And he's you know, one of the great ones, supposedly. So let's see if he lives up to the hype.
Bro, this is a legacy game. Nick, you're a Hollywood guy. You're in movies. Yeah. You're in television. This is the Hollywood script right there. Are you going to deliver or are you going to fall flat on your face? Hey, listen. Wow. I know this, Nick. It makes for a good screenplay either way, baby.
I know, but Johnny, you can't script this game. You got to go out and play it. They tried to script the game already and they got it, you know, it didn't turn out too good. So Cole has got to go out and be the stud that he is.
Nicky, you know I love mean? It. And I told you, by the way, I told you back in late July, even without the fans, I said, Nick Totoro, you mark my words, when the Yankees are playing a big game, even if you're not there and even you're yelling and screaming out in California and I'm here in Brooklyn, you're going to feel that energy. You're going to feel that passion because I feel it. I hear it. I sense it coming out of your, you know, in my ears right now, bro. I love it, dude.
You know it, Johnny. I mean, you know what? I might say that because I was angry, but baseball is in my bones. It's in my bones. And you know what? Even without the fans, this postseason has been a lot of fun. It's still intense. It's still nerve-wracking. I'm on every pitch. I'm on edge, and I will be on edge every pitch tomorrow. I probably won't be on Twitter again because I just got to focus
on Twitter.
On
No, Nick. Yeah. Not until after the game ends. You're staying off Twitter. Because we're going to repeat the same process as tonight, bro. That's what we're going to do.
That's it.
No Twitter.
That's it.
And then when the game ends, if the Yankees prevail,
hopefully
go nuts,
tomorrow night,
shirt off,
we'll be
the whole deal, dude. That's what I want.
Yeah. Everything's coming off. Not the undies, but everything.
Hey, Nicky, I love you, bro. I will be texting you during the game. And
hey,
one
quick. Keep
those positive vibes going, all right?
How do you feel? How do you feel?
Cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
I didn't think they were winning tonight. Full disclosure.
Nah.
So now that you got
a
game five,
right.
It gives me. Do I feel great? No.
No.
Because I respect the hell out of this Rays team.
Yeah, you got to respect them. You got to respect them.
Nick, I feel better than I did 24 hours ago. So I'll take that.
Listen, they showed up tonight. They showed something tonight. And I expect them to show up tomorrow. I expect to see something from Judge tomorrow, too. And hey, listen, give Montgomery some credit, boy. The kid pitched.
No doubt.
He pitched.
Ballsy effort. Nicky,
all right,
love
Johnny.
You, bro. Go Yanks, all right?
Have a good night, buddy. Take care, pal.
That's the great Nicky Totoro. Always a treat when you get the fired up Nicky Totoro. Ranting, raving, all sorts of fired up. That makes two of us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.